Okay. Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Amen, amen. I just want to touch a bit on the mark and the character of the beast today. What is a beast? What is a beast? No, I'm just asking. Does anybody know what a beast is? Don't tell me you don't know what a beast is. A beast on the natural realm is just an animal. Amen? A beast does not have the spirit of God. Amen? How does a beast live? A beast lives by instinct of his carnal desires. If you have a dog, what a dog will do is to eat. Amen? To drink. To bark. And there's another thing dogs like to do. Yes, intercourse. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you see a cow, eat and all that. You see, but these animals out there, they don't have a connection with God. That is the difference between animals and people. You know that?
Yes,
the animal does not have a connection with God. The animal does not have a spirit that will link himself with God. Hallelujah. The animal is here, and after he finishes his lifespan, he's gone. Hallelujah. But with men, it is not so. Man has the ability to communicate, to fellowship with God. Hallelujah. But there is a particular thing that happened in the beginning that actually destroyed God's original plan. Amen. Or rather, that tried to destroy God's original plan. Hallelujah. And what was that? What was that? A beast took over that fellowship, took over that place of God in the life of a man. You know that? Because God had a place in Adam. God had a place for fellowship with Adam. But a beast came and took that place. Do you know the beast today? It was the serpent. Amen? The serpent. Let's turn quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 3. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Now the beast was more subtle than any beast of the field which God had made. You can see it. So you can see that God has already said that the beast, the serpent, was the most subtle beast. Amen?
Amen.
That's the most cunning beast, the wisest of the beast. Amen? The most deceitful of the beasts was what? Was the serpent. Hallelujah. So after the serpent, you can look at it as a king of the beast. And what happened? He tempted Eve. Amen? And when they succumbed, what they actually did was to take the mark of the beast. What they actually did was to take the mark of the serpent. Hallelujah. That's why when Jesus Christ appeared in days of ministry, he did not hesitate to call the scribes and the Pharisees offsprings of serpents, offsprings of vipers, of snakes, of scorpions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they are the same generation of people that came out from that scene in the beginning. Hallelujah. Because in actual fact, what you are seeing there was by taking that doctrine, by taking of that fruit, Eve and Adam became joined in one with the serpent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the serpent now began to have dominion over man. That's why man has become so low. Amen?
Amen?
Because God did not create a man the way you see men today. God does not do evil. The Bible says that God created man in his image. Amen?
Amen.
But do you see the image of God around today? Are these people you call the image of God? No. Amen? When you see jealousy, wickedness, hatred, lust, greed, and all the complications of mankind, what you are seeing is the image of the beast. It's a reflection of the serpent. It's a reflection of the devil. Amen? That's why the Bible calls them children of the devil. Amen? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The devil too, there's no one place, one person somewhere with a tail and one fork in his hand. The one place where they call fire and fire is burning. No, no, no. The devil walks through people. Amen? He's a spirit that walks through people. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ asked who did they say I am, Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus turned to Peter and told him, "Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father in heaven." He said, "Blessed are you, Peter." He said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." But if you go down, the next thing Jesus Christ told him was going to suffer on the cross and die on the cross. Peter held him and said, "No, you cannot do that." What did Jesus tell him? "Get thee behind me, Satan." Did you see anybody with a fork in his hand and with horns? It was the voice of Satan that was speaking through Peter at that point in time. Hallelujah. So we have to mind how we yield our bodies, how we yield the members of our body. Whether you are yielding to the Christ or you are yielding to Satan. So Satan has got dominion. That's why the Bible says that he will crawl upon the dust. Because man actually, when man sinned, he fell to the statue of dust. He was not dust. It was when he sinned that God said, "Dust you are. In your sin, you are dust. In your ignorance, you are dust." And he returned to dust. And the serpent will crawl upon the dust. That means the serpent has dominion over the dust. And the serpent now has dominion over mankind. Amen?
Amen.
That's why people do not know where they go. You hate your brother. Amen?
Amen?
You hate your brother. You hate your sister. You despise your brother. You can't stand your brother. I can't stand that brother when I see all the people. I can't go to that church anymore. You hate your brother. You hate your sister.
Mother.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Does God hate? And these are the things that will see in us. Amen? And these are the things this is the way we are brought up. All of us have these things in us. We were brought up this way. Amen? Because we are carnal beings. After the image of the beast. Amen? You just have to face the reality, the truth. Amen? I don't like to deceive myself, man. When I look in the mirror, I look at myself the way I am. I do not deceive myself. Hallelujah. Because God is love. If you don't have love flowing in you, something's wrong somewhere.
Yes.
If you don't have the glory of God flowing in you, something's wrong somewhere. If you don't have the power of God in you to rule and to have dominion, something's wrong somewhere.
Exactly, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thank God for the message. God has not come to condemn the world. But he has come to do what? To save us. To bring us back into that place where we become again the beloved of the Lord. Whereby the serpent will no more have dominion over us. But we will have dominion over him. And we shall bruise his head. Amen. He shall be under our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Death, everything comes from the serpent. The Bible says the last enemy to be defeated is what? Is death. Everything will be under our feet. That is Satan. Every satanic influence will be under our feet in that day. And that is the place God wants us to come to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Realize today that the problem with mankind is that the beast caused man to identify himself with the flesh. Do you know you are not that flesh body that you are inside?
Yes, sir.
Do you know inside you is the Son of God? Do you know inside you is the glory of God?
Yes, sir.
But the devil has deceived humanity and told them that they are flesh beings. But Jesus Christ saw this, he knew this thing from the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
That's why he always said that his father and his mother are his brethren. He said, "Call no man on earth your father." Amen. Jesus Christ came to the place where he realized that he was not that flesh body. Amen. That he was that man inside of him. Hallelujah. We have to come to that place where you know no man and no more after the flesh. Paul said, "I know no man after the flesh." No more. You have to become spiritual beings. Let us become That's the way God created us in the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam was living in. Adam did not look at his body. He did not know that he had a body. It was the devil that told him that look at you. Hallelujah. But God is teaching us today how we can go back into the glory of God. Because the whole of mankind has got the mark of Satan upon him. The mark of the beast. Amen?
Amen.
It's a mark. Hidden mark. Just like we've had, people have had the name of the devil written upon them. God now wants to erase that thing and put the name of the Father. Have you seen it in the scriptures?
Yes, sir.
He says, I will write upon you a new name. The old name will be that old name of the of satanic influence will be no more written upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This time around, it is God. And you shall see the goodness of God, the salvation of God. Hallelujah. You know, when God created Adam, where was he? In the Garden of Eden. The Bible says he had dominion over everything. But today people are living, well, people live in fear. Amen. Some people, they enter aeroplanes. They become pastors from the time the plane takes off. They are fasting and praying inside the plane. Amen.
Amen.
Some people, they fear their shadow. Hallelujah. Some people, they fear what consequences, whether something. And you know, people that they live in fear. You wake up every day, there's a problem in your mind. Before you go to sleep, there's a problem in your mind. No peace. But God is changing all this now. Because he's taking us back to the way we are. I'm going to give you an example of somebody who fell and God restored back. And we're going to see how the step that God took to restore this person back. Amen?
Amen.
Because God created all of us kings in Adam. Adam was a king, reigning and ruling with God. Reigning and ruling. You know, in God's kingdom, it's not like this. In God's kingdom, like I said, there's one throne. And everybody in that city shares that throne. It's not like this world where somebody wants to lord it over the other person. The Bible says, in the God's kingdom, the greatest is the one that serves. Amen?
Amen.
But in this world, the greatest one is the one that lords it over. Isn't it?
Yes.
That is why we see this thing coming to the church. You know that?
Yes, sir.
I cannot recognize the gift of God in my brother's mouth because of pride. Amen? I cannot recognize the gift in my sister Rita because of pride. I feel maybe because I've been in the Lord for 30 years.
Pastor.
Amen? Because I have pastor written on my name. Or have one collar. Or if you come to my house, you see one some certificate that I attended this Bible school. But people are not more recognizing children of God. They are not recognizing people by the Spirit of God in them. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have to leave these things aside. Hallelujah. We have to learn to become servants. Serving one another. I'm serving you, my sister, to bring her up. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. I called, somebody was trying to, when I brought up, I said, sister, Rita should be doing prayers. Somebody was not happy. I told the person, look, let her grow in the Lord. Aren't you all brethren? Let her grow in the Lord. This is what the Lord wants. Amen. And aren't you enjoying the prayers now? Before you don't know, she'll be lifting her hand and people will follow you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the way the Lord does his things. So we have to learn to bring our brethren up instead of bringing them down. Hallelujah. Fight that thing in you there's one thing in you that wants to be, Fight it. Fight that nature. Bring that thing under the captivity of Christ. Bring it down. Amen.
Amen.
And let us humble ourselves to become servants. Hallelujah. So let's quickly go to Nebuchadnezzar. He was a king. And let's see what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, book of Daniel. I'm looking for my notes. You know, I didn't know I was going to preach today. It was this morning that I... Okay. Daniel chapter 4, verse... I'll start from verse 31. Let me start from verse 19. Belhazzar answered and said, my Lord, Nebuchadnezzar, who was a very great king, king?
Yes, sir.
He was like maybe John Bush at that time. You know that time, Babylon was on top of the whole world. Babylon Babylon had the whole power in this world. And then Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream. And this is how the dream is. So the dream was so, it was complex, and they didn't know the interpretation. So they wanted, they called Daniel to come and interpret this dream. Daniel's name was Belshazzar at that time. You know, because they used that name to honor him. Because he was a great person in the kingdom. Amen. So you can see that people of God can even be great. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So what happened? They called Daniel to come and interpret this dream. And listen what happened. Belshazzar answered from verse 19 and said, my Lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. The tree that you saw which grew and became strong, whose height reached into the heaven, which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were lovely and its fruits abundant, in which was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heavens had their home. It is you, O King, who has grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reached the heavens, and your dominions to the ends of the earth. And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, chop down the tree and destroy it, and but leave its stump and its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in tender grass of the field, let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze like the beast of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation. O King, this is the decree of the Most High God, which has come upon my Lord the King. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and you shall eat grass like ox. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven. Seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomsoever he chooses. Hallelujah. And as much as they gave the counsel, the command to leave the stump and the trees of the and the roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules. Therefore, O King, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there shall be a lending of your prosperity. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what is happening here? Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He said he saw a very, very big tree reaching up to heaven and covering the whole world. And it was a beautiful tree. All the animals, beasts, came to dwell under that tree for protection, for covering. Then, you know, he saw one man come from heaven, an angel descending from heaven, who came to cut the tree down. Hallelujah. And what happens? Daniel now interprets the vision and says that tree is Nebuchadnezzar, that he had gone big and pompous. Amen. And he had left out the elements of mercy and judgment, which is something that every child of God has to have. Hallelujah. I want you to realize today that you can look at Nebuchadnezzar as a type of mankind today that has fallen from that glory of God. Hallelujah. It is the same way Adam, because even Jesus Christ gave a parable. You remember? He gave a parable about a tree. That the kingdom of God is like a tree that grew and became very big, and all the beasts of the field came to dwell under the tree. Amen? Hallelujah. That tree today is the glory that we lost in Adam. Hallelujah. And the whole of mankind has been cast out from that place of glory, from that place of power in God. Amen? And they have become what we call beasts. You see how he became a beast? The Bible says he became like an ox eating grass for 7 years. Let's quickly turn let's go to verse 31. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from among men, and you shall dwell You shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar became what? A beast. He was transformed from a king to what? To a beast. The moment pride was found in him, the moment he failed to do the works of the kings. We're going to come to that later. Because there are certain works that we as children of God have to do to maintain that glory that God gave us from the beginning. Amen? Hallelujah. And the first thing is to do what? Is to put away that pride. And that pride is what we see in the flesh. Amen? That thing that says I, me, that flesh. Jesus Christ said, if you love yourself more than me, you are not what? You are not worthy of me. You are not worthy of my glory. You are not worthy of the glory of the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
If you love yourself, if you cannot pick up your cross, and what?
Follow me.
That means if you cannot deny yourself, because the problem today in this world is self.
Pomposity,
pride. Amen?
Amen.
The moment Adam, the Satan told Adam that this is who he is, he tried to make Adam wise. That wisdom of this world. And the wisdom of the world says that there is no God. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
That's what you are saying indirectly. There is no God. When you are being proud, you are saying that you are God. You don't know that?
Yes, sir.
That's what you are saying. That is the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of the world says that they are God. They sit in the temple of God saying they are God. And there is no God. There is no one besides them. I am that I am. Amen? But I know there is only one I am. So who are you? Identify yourself. So this is the problem with mankind. And this is what has made man today be like a beast. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. He became like, you know, cow eating grass. This is a king. Look, the power Nebuchadnezzar had during his time is even greater than that of Bush. Eh?
Yes, sir.
Because in those days, that's absolute power. Absolute power. He could create a statue and the whole world would worship the statue. He was that powerful, he was like a god. But for him to fall from that place to become like a cow eating grass, the Bible says that he grew feather like eagle. And if you look at the description of that thing properly, you notice that that is an unclean animal. Because an animal that chews the cord, the Bible, Old Testament have laws. If you see an animal that chews the cord, that eats grass, but doesn't have hoofs, it's an unclean animal. A beast. So he was driven away from among men. A beast without knowledge of God. You know, beasts don't have knowledge of God. He was just going there and, living like animal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For 7 good years. Amen.
Amen.
But thank God for the mercy of God. The Bible says that at the end of the 7 years, what happened? Let's go to verse 34. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, are you there?
Yes.
Lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. You see how God can bring somebody down?
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you think you are like steel, I can assure you, it's a matter of time. You'll be back.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. God will bring you back to the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. So he looked back. He looked up to heaven. Now, listen to this word carefully. The Bible says he looked up to heaven. Then he senses what? Before then he was looking. Does a cow look to heaven? Before then he was looking downwards. That is no knowledge of God. But he now looked up to behold the glory of God. And that's when his senses came back to him. And he was healed. And he praised God. Look at what he said. It's very touching. Verse from go down. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generation. All inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have you done? At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me, and I was restored to my kingdom. An excellent majesty was added to me. Hallelujah. And I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. All of those whose works are truth, and in whose ways justice, and those who walk in pride, he's able to put them down. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. That's one thing people have to do in these last days, and that's to begin to look up to God again. Amen. Because before now, we have been minding only things of this earth. People have forgotten the glory of God. Amen. The Bible said that when your treasure is there, your heart will be. Paul said that you should not mind earthly things. Our mind is focused on the glories of this world. And when you want to hold this world, you cannot be in between. Either you have the glory of God or the glory of this world. Amen. The problem is that people want to look onto this world and have the glory of this world and have the glory of the Lord. Amen. It's better you leave this earth. Have the glory of the Lord. Because when you have the glory of the Lord, you will have the glory of this earth. And this is the mistake people keep making. Amen. Brethren, we have to turn and begin to look back to the Lord. Hallelujah. That same tree that has been cut down, the Lord is going to do what? Cause it to do what? To spring forth again. That same tree that people think that is finished, God is going to bring it back to life again. Hallelujah. No matter how far away you've gone, no matter how deep your problem is, I tell you, there is a God in heaven. And he's walking around the clock. Amen.
Amen.
Once you allow the water of the Lord, the word of the Lord to touch your life, that tree will go back again and will begin to bear fruit like God created. Amen. The fruit will be so much. The Bible said, excellent majesty was restored to him. That is the glory that we have lost from the beginning. Amen. Power, glory, honor, everything restored to us. And this is what the Lord wants to do to every member of the church. Everybody. Amen?
Amen.
God sees everybody. He does not see who, he doesn't see pastor. Eh? What God sees is sons. There is no such thing as pastor. Amen?
Amen.
In God's eyes. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody in Christ, there is one pastor, that's Christ. There is one teacher, that's Christ. Hallelujah. So God, his blessing is not limited to anybody. Hallelujah. A brother was giving me a testimony which really ministered to me, of a particular pastor who needed money for something in the church. And you know, this pastor, when they came for the fundraising, they didn't raise even one bit of the money. And the man, he was disappointed, but he prayed to God that, God, this job is for you. This job is your job. You send me to do this job. At the end of the day, the Lord told him to dress up here, go to Canada, to a revival in Canada. There I will meet you. The Lord had revealed to him that someone is coming to bring money. That same amount that he's looking for, the person will bring it there. Amen? So this pastor went to Canada for this revival, and there was a family that came. The wife had a heart problem, a very rich family. The wife had a heart problem, and they were ready to go for one very expensive operation. They already paid the money down, everything. So they came up, and the Lord revealed to the man by the word of God, that is the person. So he prayed for the woman and the heart. God gave her a new heart.
Amen.
And what happened? That money that they wanted to use for operation, they carried it together. So that amen. That money that they couldn't get in the donation, with the donation, God gave it to them. Hallelujah. We are the ones that worry. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, when they came to harass him for tax, he told them to go and open the mouth of a fish. Open the mouth of the fish and collect the money and give them, and he carry on going his way. Nothing can hold down the sons of God. Nothing can limit the sons of God. Because we serve the Lord, who is Lord of all. But you have to believe. We have to learn to trust God. Amen? We have to learn to begin to look up like Nebuchadnezzar. And the Lord is going to clothe us with splendor and with glory. Let us not give up. When something, don't give up. Stand your ground. and you are going to reap in due season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He was restored. Is it possible to restore a beast to the throne? Is it possible? Can you restore an animal to a throne? Somebody who became mad. Okay, he became mad. Yes, okay, they can give him a place to stay. They say, okay, he was king. They can still honor him. But to become king,
it's not possible
with man. But with God,
it's
not possible. Hallelujah. No matter how your situation is, God can bring you back to the pinnacle of glory. And this is his desire. The Bible says, it is the good will of the Father to give you the kingdom. It is his will. It is what he wants to do. He wants to give you the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. God does not hold away any blessing from nobody. He does not do that. Hallelujah. Don't listen to those voices that are telling you otherwise. Amen. Some few years, God has given you, manifested, has given you certain gifts in you. You have to grow and let that God, the Lord, you know, use those things so that you become a blessing to people of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I just quickly turn to the book of Job. I want to show you that actually. Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14. Are we there? Verse 7. For there is a hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its tender shoots will not cease. Though its roots may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water, it will what? It will bud. Amen? And bring forth branches. Do you read, my sister? You read the Job? Okay, amen. So what did the Lord say? He said there is hope for a tree. That if the tree is cut down, there is hope. Amen?
Amen.
That what happens? At the scent of water, it will sprout again. It will grow again. Amen? This is the message. I tell you the truth. Inside of you, there remains a seed of the Lord inside of you, which is rooted in God. Hallelujah. But as you hearken to the word of God, which is the water, which is the center, the water, the word. Hallelujah. What happens? You are going to begin to spring up again. Is it your health? Is it your prosperity? Is it your family? Is it healing? You know, in your somebody in your family? Is it healing with your finances? Your extended families? Amen. Any problem that you have, everything will what? Will be healed. In the Lord. This is the will of God for us. But we have to begin to look up. Hallelujah. We have to begin to behold the glory of God. We have to begin to mind things that are spiritual. We have to begin to learn to be more spiritual. That is the only way we can keep ourselves in God. Amen. We have to learn to go deeper in the word and understand what God is saying. We have to begin to understand God's thoughts in the things that we see. Amen.
Amen.
Because the animal will only see food and eat. But you cannot look at food as the word of God. Amen? But if I see food, I know probably spiritually as another bread that will make me full. Amen?
Amen.
When Jesus Christ turned one loaf, you know, into five loaves into 4,000 of people, they kept on following for bread. But what did he tell them? He said, you people follow me for bread because you are full. Amen? Seek for the bread that comes from heaven, spiritual bread that will give you life. It will not only give you life, then it will give you that bread that you seek for your stomach too. Amen.
Amen.
But what happens? He was telling that, look, you act like beasts. You act like beasts. Amen. Seeking just for what to fill your stomach. But be transformed in your thinking. Be transformed in the way you see things and begin to behold the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Seek spiritual things. Seek the things that are above, not the things that are below.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added to you. Amen.
Amen.
Because when we begin to mind heavenly things, when we begin to mind spiritual things, what happens? The Bible says that we are transformed from glory to glory. He is that glory. We are transformed into the glory of the Lord, which is Christ. We are transformed into the beauty of the world. When we behold His glory, when we concentrate on things that pertain to His glory. Amen. When we stop hanging around in the hood with area boys, with Getro, what do you call it?
Chentro.
When we stop hanging around with Chentro and all that stuff, you know? Or Puri and all these things, you know?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Dodo.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What happens? We are not transformed to the glory of the Lord. Let's quickly, today we are going to we'll finish quite early. Let's quickly turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Are you there? 12, verse 1 to 2. Are we there? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, it says, I beseech thee, do you know what it means to beseech? I beseech thee. It's like he's trying to tell you something, he's holding you, telling you something, listen to me. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable season. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed to the heavenly image, which is Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Spend more time sowing on how you will become like Christ. More time on meditating on how to love. Spend your quality time on these kind of things. That is what will profit you in this life.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
As you are doing this, the Lord will assist you in your other areas of life.
Amen.
The Lord knows that you have to eat.
Amen.
He knows that you have to be clothed.
Amen.
He knows that you need houses.
Amen.
But as you begin to seek the Lord, He will make sure He provides those things for you. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it happen in my life. Now I can sleep. I can rest now. Now when the postino comes, before I used to hide, tell you I'm not here. Now when I see postino, I go there. Hello, how are you? Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That's how the Lord does His things. Amen.
Amen.
We have to be transformed. Transformed. You know, like the butterfly. Remember we shared it last week?
Yes, sir.
The pupa is transformed. From that caterpillar state, that carnal, ugly thing, is transformed to the glory and to the beauty of the Lord. Amen? Don't allow circumstances and things around you to try to discourage you. You know there are many things that try to discourage people?
Yes, sir.
Your friends? Amen? Your brethren in the church? You know brethren should do that kind of thing?
Exactly, sir. Family.
Don't let them discourage you. Because you know that thing that you are seeking. It's advice. And these same people that try to stop you now, they're going to meet you later.
Yes. Amen.
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 You remember when Noah was in the ark going? You can imagine many people trying to hit. Hitting on the ark. Please open, please. And he told all of them, let's go.
It was too late.
God Himself locked it. You know that?
Yes, sir.
God locked the door. Amen. So we have to be careful, man. When you hear the message, enter. Don't play with it, eh? The Bible says, call upon the Lord while he might be.
Tell us, sir.
Call Him. Amen.
Amen.
Call Him while He's near. When you call Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Quickly turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 verse 17 to 21. It says, brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. Because what? Their God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in where? Is in heaven. From which we are eagerly also wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that he may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the workings by which he is able to even to subdue all things to himself. Hallelujah. You hear what the Lord is saying?
Yes, sir.
He talks about two categories of people. There are the category of people whose belly is their God. Is their God. Dodo is their God. Amen.
Amen.
Pasta is their God. Spaghetti is their God.
Right on, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The man earthly things. And that's the beast. That's the carnal man. Amen. If you talk to an animal, or your dog, or a cow, does the cow know about heaven? No. What the cow knows about is he knows about his grass and his water. Amen.
Amen.
And of course, the female counterpart is the male. That's all. He has nothing in him. That's how people who made God their God, you know, it's like you are throwing away your inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
Like Esau, remember Esau?
Yes, sir.
For a pot of porridge. For a pot of porridge, he sold his birthright. Oh, Jesus Christ. We will not fall into that error.
Amen.
For porridge that you eat and you get hungry again. He threw away his glory. Esau. Probably now he'll be saying the descendants, I am the God, the father of Esau. I'm the God of Esau. Now we're here, I'm the God of Isaac, Jacob. He threw away all that. Just for what? Porridge. He did not value the glory of God. He did not value the things of God. If the things of God was nothing to him, his belly was his God. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let us not ever exchange the glory of God for the things of this world. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar is the whole of humanity that has fallen from the glory of God. Amen. But the moment we begin to look back, God is restoring us back to the glory. Because we know Christ. When we are restored back to Christ, we are the kings of glory. In Christ we reign again. In Christ we rule again. Hallelujah. In Christ we prosper again. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Any problem we have is going to be subdued. Amen. When we begin to walk in this realm, people will walk into this place. You don't need to lay hands on them. They'll be, we've been there before. I remember, I gave this testimony. A sister that came over from another part of Italy. In fact, two of them, the police, they had problem with their documents. For years, they're not giving any documents, and they couldn't walk nothing. Now, we were just there in the parlor praying. Before you know, they told them, they fell under anointing. And nobody told them. The people that came with them were all looking and laughed. I said, well, I never said anything. What happened? They left my house on Sunday. That Monday, when they went next week, they come, the police called them.
Hallelujah.
When they got there, what happened? Their documents.
Amen.
So we now went to the Angel Ravenna, went to the place, myself and my wife. I know because they are going to tell people that I see man of God. Amen.
Yeah.
So we went to that place, and when we were there, what happened? We came around for prayers, documents, this, that. And we prayed. Do you know, we started receiving calls the next week. That this person got this person got that this person. Hallelujah. I tell you, with God, what's impossible? When you walk with God, you are carrying God with you. Amen. God is riding you like a chariot. That is, when you are moving, God is moving. You don't have to lay hands on people. I'm not saying you should not lay. You know, some people, when they take things religiously, I'm not saying you should not lay hands on. I'm just trying to tell you how the power of God works. Amen? As you are talking, people will be healed. And that is the glory we want to be restored back to. We have lost it. That's why things, the devil has a chance to make some of us sick. He has a chance to make some of our children sick. He has a chance to do certain things, went wrong in our families, in our lives. Because we were low down before. But God is bringing us back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we shall be clothed in majesty.
Amen.
Excellent majesty. I like the way the Bible says. The Bible says excellent. But first of all, you must come to the place where you realize that there is one God. Amen.
Amen.
You must come to the place where you can confess those things that Nebuchadnezzar confessed at the end. Amen. Because if you don't confess it now, you will confess it anyway later. So this is a wasting time. Do it now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the mark of the beast, he was transformed back from that beast to that glorious image that he had before. Amen. The mark of the beast was removed from Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you behold earthly things, if you like earthly things more than this of God, you will be transformed into a beast. Amen. Because what you behold is what you are going to be transformed into. But if you behold the glory of God, you are transformed into the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
That is why you see angels and people that stay in the presence of God, when they come out, they normally have the anointing all over them. Remember Moses? When Moses went to God's presence for 40 days, remember when he came back, how was he? He was shining. You see some people, they go into prayers fasting for many, and you see when they come out, filled with the glory of God. Or, you know, people keep themselves in God's presence. Hallelujah. Because they are beholding the glory of God. But if you behold the glory of man, which is earthly carnal things, you'll be transformed into that image of a beast. So we have to desist. Amen. Begin to look and understand things after the mind of God. It's very important though. Hallelujah. If you want to enjoy your life, amen, before you pass over, if you want to see the glory, that is, live the fullness of what God intended for you in this life, the time now has come to behold the glory of God. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At times, Father, we thank you for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to your name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We pray you give us that mind and that power, that mind of reconciliation. We say that tree shall grow forth again, shall spring forth to bring after the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let your people be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Let your showers of blessing continuously follow your people. And let us hear testimonies and testimonies
you,
to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Any new person I missed? Okay. Nobody.
Yeah, old school.
Old school. You people, don't be discouraged with the numbers. My sister, she had to travel, and a couple of them. Just keep carry on with the Lord, amen. The Lord will perform, make everything beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to the word, not to the crowd. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Amen. So who's going to take over MC work? Olumide's turn will be next. I said Olumide will be next. Next time be your turn. Olumide, I've not told you somebody else. Carry on. Offering and doing for close.
Praise the Lord. Offering time.
Let's see time.
Offering time. Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you blessed with the word of God?
Oh, yes.
I'm blessed. Yes, sir.